Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4. It says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And we have an every word Bible here today for us to read and enjoy every day. Look, a lot of people had to go through a lot of things in order for us to get this Bible. Do you realize that? People were assassinated. People were murdered. Bibles were burnt by the thousands. And all in order to stop this great book from being printed, this great book from being able to be placed in your hands today. Things could have turned out differently. But here's the thing. Even if they would have killed King James, I think that God would have somehow made, obviously, because he's promised to preserve his word. So somehow that would have happened. But, you know, God put all these things in place so that it could be accomplished. That's what I believe. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Well, how do we know his word shall not pass away? Well, that verse is in your Bible. You know, Jesus said that his words wouldn't pass away. Was he right? Yeah, because they're still here. 2,000 years later, we still can read that verse because his words have not passed away. You know, every word that proceedeth out of his mouth is there preserved for us to be able to read. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 36. I'm going to read for you in Psalm 119, verse 89. It says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." There is a perfect version up in heaven too, and it's been settled for a long time. God's word has always existed. And, you know, we have that for us. We have God's word, something that's always existed, something that's always been, something that's forever in heaven, settled. The words were settled. Everything that was said was settled. And we have this in our hands. I mean, we take this for granted. I think a lot of people take for granted the fact that they have a perfect Bible that they can read. Not even every country can say that that's true. There's Bible versions that have gone by the wayside that were probably good translations, but they're not even in print anymore. It's hard to find the right one in France. It's hard to find the right ones in all these different countries. Why? Because God, you know, it didn't resonate with the people. People did not continue to preach God's word. People didn't continue to go soul winning. And so, you know, when you have something like the French Revolution happen, where they're lopping people's heads off because of their Christian beliefs, or in Russia, when people were murdered and put into gulags, you know, the Germans, they didn't have a perfect version. Their Martin Luther translation is not perfect, but you can just see the hearts of the people of Germany. There's most of the people there just don't care about the Bible. But you know what? People today in America, they've stopped caring about the Bible too. But we need to be people that not only, you know, we don't just say we're King James only, we read the King James. We should read this book every single day and not take it for granted.